Hello, my lovelies. I'm Jay Aquininsight, and welcome to Aries season. These are going to be your Aries season messages. Now, as I've started to do the last few seasons, I do have a quote from an Aries native, Robert Downey Jr. His birthday's on the 4th of April, I think. And the quote that I have from him this season is, "I think that we all do heroic things, but hero is not a noun, it's a verb." Now, a lot of these quotes that I pick them months in advance. I think this one I picked maybe Capricorn Aquarius season, I don't remember. But having done the Aries season as I record this intro, that is very applicable. You will see it in the Aries reading. There's two things I want to cover in this very, very quick intro. Firstly, if you're watching this at the beginning of Aries season, please know that I opened my calendar for 9 days. This was requested. This was not something that I expected to do. I did record a short video just explaining this. Hopefully you've seen that by now, but it's only open for 9 days in between the two eclipses. So I think the first date is the 26th of March until the 5th of April. So I've opened those 9 days. It is. Two of the days are already fully booked. So you can book with me. There'll be details in the description of how you can do that. Now, secondly, I want to explain about the oracle cards. The first card that I pull, which is from a series of oracle decks called The Seasons of the Witch. This one is the Imbolc Oracle, and it's, I think I've explained about this on Discord as well. It's not the kind of deck that I'm usually drawn to. If you know me, if you see the decks that I use, there's a number of reasons for it. It's not the deck I'm drawn to. So this was a very significant deck, the way that it came into my life. And the reason I'm using it is, even though we've come out of Imbolc now, we are entering Ostara, I think it's the 21st of March, or it's basically the equinox, right? The spring equinox in the Northern Hemisphere. A new season starts. But I wanted to pull this to show this is what we're bringing into this season. Now, the second card that I pull is from the Sacred Destiny Oracle, and that's the North Node is in Aries. So there's a lot around Sacred Destinies and stuff that are coming up. And then the final card, as I always do for fire seasons, is an animal spirit card. And this is the Wild Unknown Animal Spirit. I'm very excited for this season. Hopefully by the time you are watching this, I will have recorded and posted the Aries season cheat sheet, as I did for Pisces season. There'll be links to everything in the description, how to book, where you can find the Aries cheat sheet. All of that will be there, or check out my website. I do update my website with everything. I think that's about all that I have to share in this intro. I want to say I love you guys very much. Settle in. Let's get on with the reading. Hello, Capricorn. Okay, so I wasn't sure I was going to get around to you today. I stopped, had dinner, and then I thought, I've still got some juice. So I came back to do yours. Interesting, the cards that came out. I do want to move some of the stuff around the desk, but I'll do that in a moment after I finish shuffling. Right, I'm going to start reading you, if I could speak, that'd be fabulous. Brigid's Doll, that is the first card that came out for you, and what it says on the card is, "Thread by thread, I weave my desires, working as one with the source of creative power." And there is quite a bit around creativity that comes up for you. Oh, this is what I wanted to do, so just bear with me a moment, because I almost burnt the wire here with this bloody candle. There we go, that's better. All right, so yeah, there's the card if you guys want to have a look at it. "Thread by thread, I weave my desires, working as one with the source of creative power." There's quite a bit around creativity coming up around this, especially with like the Page of Wands and the Nine of Cups. Have you been, I mean, you're coming in with this, and you're coming in with the Page of Wands and the Sun. So there's creativity right there, right? What I would suggest, because it's your fourth house, Aries is your fourth house, and Libra is your 10th. So you've got a lunar eclipse happening in your 10th house. Should be interesting, who you no longer are. And the drive, or the main kind of energy around this, is a new kind of emotional kind of foundation. Now, that sounds boring. It's like, tell me something good, or tell me whatever comes in, because especially because you're coming in all fired up. But look at the advice here, is the Eight of Swords, where you're bound, where your hands are tied, and that's what you tell yourself. It doesn't mean it is that way. It's the mental trap. And so if you're looking to expand and to go out, I think more can happen around this. I think you can achieve a lot more. And this is a theme that keeps coming up. That thread by thread, I weave my desires, working as one with the source. That's the third time I've said that. A spell, I've almost made it. Working as one with the source of creative power. Now, what is the source of your creative power? That's what I'm going to ask you. Because there's a transformation that you've gone through. And a lot around this is what is the seat of your emotional power, because that's what's going to feed your creative power, what you will put out into the world, right? So let me read this. Sorry, the keywords: good favor, happy life, increased finances, and creativity. This is during ancient times, fertility dolls were crafted in honor of the goddess Bridget and placed in small beds near the home hearth to welcome good luck, herald light, and of course, there's kind of good luck coming up in this as well. Where was I? Herald light, and of course, encourage fertility and growth. Receiving this card suggests fortune has entered your orbit and can indicate a prosperous and joyful time ahead. It may also suggest financial stability and a happy home. For a reading about career, this card can mean a promotion, likely with a significant pay increase. In a reading about love, this card can mean a harmonious relationship in which both partners are supported and nourished. In general, this card represents a happy life that seems to be blessed by the goddess herself. Receiving this card is a good sign that beneficial favor will be with you for some time. So enjoy this cycle, as happiness tends to attract more happiness. Projects started in the coming weeks are likely to have long-term success, and any new people entering your life have the potential for soulmate connections. That's the theme that keeps coming up. But I also want to say this. So if you've started something, because we're coming in with this, we've just come out of the period of Imbolc, and that's what this is for. We're bringing into this period. And you've got the sun and you've got the nine of cups. It totally matches up with this energy and coming in with it. If all of a sudden, like, something happens around this, I mean, from a very literal place, we've got this kind of creativity, light, whatever. And this could be a new relationship, right? If this was a specific reading, if I was a mundane reader and I only picked one thread, that's an example of the energy. New relationship, new way of loving, all of that stuff. I read energies, and energies can be expressed in a number of different ways. So I find that the best way to do these readings. If you came up with something in Pisces season, I mean, your ruler's in Saturn, right? Your ruler's in Saturn. Your ruler's in Pisces. Saturn is in Pisces. And so if you've had, thoughts, ideas, ready to communicate something, ready to do something, an idea around something, and you're like fired up around it, please don't see anything that happens this season as a setback, as a sign that it's not going to work, or that kind of thing. I think what this season shows you is, all right, if you want that, or if this is how you want to go forward, or this is what you want to create, if you want to maximize the luck that you've had, the opportunity that you've got, whatever it is, right, this is what we need to do. This is where we need to shore up our foundation. So see it as that. See it as a part of that transformation, not an obstacle or a hindrance to it. That's the thing I want to say to you guys, first and foremost. Right, let's now look. Oh, I love this. We have enlightenment. And what this card says is, it's the vast galaxy. And it says, our beautiful home galaxy is so large that if you traveled at the speed of light, it would take you 100,000 years to go from one end to the other. It is small compared to some galaxies. For example, the Hercules A galaxy would take 1.5 million years to cross at the speed of light. The realm of galaxies is so vast and so wide that it is beyond human comprehension, which is why the galaxy often symbolizes great enlightenment, as well as faith in the forces much greater than us. The sacred landscape wants you to know. Enlightenment occurs when one steps out of the comfort of an ordinary definition of self. That is the key part of this. When one steps out of the ordinary definition of self within the universe, you are now reaching into the invisible realm of spirit and connecting with what you cannot see. Forces beneath the surface are supporting you on your journey. Have faith in yourself. You are so much, see, this is what I mean. You are so much more than you believe yourself to be. Have patience that there is a plan unfolding. The sky's the limit. This card represents enlightenment and signals that you are entering into a time of expansive transformation in a luminous and remarkable way. Excuse me. Trust that the changes ahead are for the greater good, for most certainly they are. Excuse me. And that's exactly what I mean. That's why I was saying that. Because you come up with this powerful card, right? Powerful energy of Bridget's doll. And then this kind of more expanded sense of self and your place within the galaxy, right? Within the universe, even. Let's move on to Butterfly. And what I find interesting about this, it's why I use it so much, because I love this deck, right? I think it's amazing. So the cards go from, and it's not to put down any of the animals, it's how they grow, right? It's an expansion of the energy. So we start off with Moth, who's impulsive and hasty. And then we have Butterfly. Butterfly is the second step in the Air cards. And you can see it goes all the way to the end. And then Master of Air is Eagle. Right, it's where we've mastered it or how we use the energy. So we have loads of them. But Butterfly is only step two. And why I love that is because I think often, how do we see, we see Butterfly as the outcome, right? We see it as the final step. Oh yeah, I'm transformed. You know, I'm out of the cocoon. I've become a butterfly. Once we've transformed, or, you know, that act of transformation, that's kind of the beginning. Because, you know, if you have a look at the transformation, the next card is Bat. And Bat is about coming out, like death leading to rebirth, coming out of that. So you're in the midst of massive transformation at the moment, the fact that Butterfly comes up. And this is what it says: undergoing great change and transformation. The energy of the butterfly is with us during periods of transition. Since air is the element of the heart, this change usually involves relationships. That's why I'm seeing relationship in this as well. Or if you love your job, perhaps your career. Since transition is accompanied by some amount of discomfort, be extra patient and kind during this time, especially if the butterfly is you. Let solid friends and activities support you like a cocoon. Committing to one daily routine, a meal, practice or prayer, done at the same place and time, will do wonders for lifting a butterfly spirit. When in balance, cheerful, graceful. When out of balance, fragile, frustrated. To bring into balance, daily routine. All right. Now, I'm trying to think, what is your sixth house? Gemini. All right. I'm thinking about that because of the daily routine part. Something about Gemini. I mean, it has to be because Lovers comes up here as well. Okay, we'll see. We'll see what else comes up. Right. So I love this. I love this beginning, right? So we've got this. You're coming in with Page of Wands, Sun, this. And then, but then it's about an expanded sense of self. So that's where the spiritual growth and emotional growth comes up. Why is an expanded sense of self? Why is that so crucial? You might think, I don't care. Like, I'm perfect the way I am. This is good. I can do it. Because you've got the Three of Pentacles in the future. And it's about wrapping things up. It's all about planning about the future. Threes are creating the future. There's a lot of creative energy coming up. But if you are part of a team, if you are part of a family, if you are part of a friend, like group of friends or someone, a community online or something, right? Or an organization, you're trying to build something. You're even part of a cause that you're trying to, you know, protest, or what's that thing that I'm trying to think of? You're an activist for something, right? Even then, you have an expanded self, an expanded sense of self. What you bring to that changes. The people that you work with change. You up your game. Everyone's kind of forced to up their game. I watch a lot of things like with actors and what it took for them to play that role. I'm fascinated by the creative process and stuff. And one of the things that you'll hear a lot of actors say about other actors is when there's an actor on set who's really kind of like upping the game and they're like into their character and they bring in like the A game, it has a ripple effect. Everyone feels that all of a sudden. Everyone feels like, right, I'm going to up my game as well. We do that. We mimic each other. Human beings do that. So something like that around this. Right, let's have a look at what this Seven of Cups. I just saw the Seven of Cups. Let's have a look at what this Sun is saying. in the past. Sun in the past is usually great clarity, optimism. Like you've got an idea or you're clear on what you want to create, right? Beautiful energy. And it could also mean that you're clear on your past. So if the moon in the future, you don't have a moon here, but when the moon comes up in the future, it blanks it out. Wherever the sun shows up, it lights it up. So we've got great clarity on what happened in the past. Something was born here. Where have you seen the potential? Your own potential, a person's potential, an organization's potential. I don't know. Could be anything. But I kind of get the sense that this is something outside of you. Or an application of you outside of you, if that makes sense, right? So Ace of Pentacles can be a new job, an investment, a new commitment, something that we're ready to commit to. But there's clarity around this. There's potential here, right? Even the Ace of Pentacles or Ace of Shields in this deck is the acorn. So we see the potential of it. With the sun, you know, we're clear on this. We're like, oh my God, I could grow an oak tree. I could so do this. I even know where to do it. Wonderful. I always see the Ace of Pentacles as the minor arcana version of the sun anyway. So that's like double sun coming up there. Then you've got the Nine of Cups, which is the wish card, but it's about gratitude. I get to do this. I have so much. It's your wish. It's your heart's desire. And with the Page of Wands, Page of Wands is a very playful energy. But for you guys, I kind of get the sense it's to do with the creativity, like giving birth to something. Let's see. I kind of feel like I've already given you guys your message with those three oracle cards. But wow. Nine of Cups and the Star. They're both... Here's the thing, I'm getting this immediately, right? So what did I say? The Ace of Pentacles is the minor arcana version of what? The sun. Well, the star and the Nine of Cups are the same. They're both about wishes and desire. Like, you know, that's my thing. That's what I always wanted. That's what gives me hope. That star gives me hope. It's what guides me. That is the wish that guides me, my heart's desire that guides me. They're the same. So think about what that means immediately. The message I get seeing those two come up as clarifiers for their own versions is, you know, sometimes we can feel out of step, you know, it's like just little old me, it's above my pay grade to know what's going on in the universe or to know whatever, right? They're in alignment. You know how I always say that whatever happens out there on the global scale is happening at an internal one? This is kind of like cosmically what's going on or across your life. There's a thread right down to your day to day. Whether you realize it or not, I don't know. But, you know, some of you will realize it. Some of you don't realize it. But I very much am seeing that pattern here. Let's see what the Page of Wands is. Oh, wow. Okay. Ooh, right. So the Page of Wands is creativity. And I'm saying that because of the sun. But I also now get the sense that it's about having some fun, about not wanting things. I don't want to do more work on myself. I don't want to, you know, and even watching this, if you watch this, good on you, because you may have been thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to watch this. I don't know if I can be fucking bitter to be told another platitude about spirituality or that kind of thing. Because I get that, right, with the Page of Wands and with the Nine of Wands coming up, but you got the Ace of Cups. It's like, yes, maybe you're tired of the emotional growth, the spiritual growth. There was a time, I remember, it's about 7 years ago now, I shared it openly at the time. It was probably my first year of doing a Aquarian Insight. And I had this feeling of, I think I said it, of, you know, just when you feel like you've just completed something and then it's like, oh, the next thing starts. And it's like, can I just enjoy it for 5 minutes? Like, this has got that kind of feel to it around emotional growth and spiritual growth. This kind of desire for something a bit more playful. And maybe that's what appeals to you about whatever this thing is that you've seen. Could be a person, job, idea, project, whatever it is. Something that appeals to you around the fact that it's a little bit more lighthearted. But you've got two Ace of Cups here. And the thing with the Nine of Cups and the Star is keep your eyes on the prize. This is all positive. This is all positive. This could also be that your star can rise and shine within the spotlight of this sun. That sun's been there for a while. So there's that rising to the occasion. What are we focusing on? The lovers. And the lovers is there's something about you. If this is a relationship, I just want to say this, and it's weird to say it, and this feels very much like a personal reading. If this is a relationship, then it could be someone that's not your type. I just want to say that. Just because of this, just because of what's coming up, feels different. Because there's something about the lovers is always going to be about they're different from each other, right? It doesn't matter if you're in same-sex relationships or whatever. That's not the point. Yin-yang, masculine, feminine, light, dark, whatever. All of that wonderful stuff. They're never going to be the same. They're never going to be the same as each other. They're not expecting each other to be the same as each other. So, you know, when we get this idea of I just want to be with someone who gets me, who, you know, they just know me without even... I don't have to say it, which is really actually quite lazy to be in relationships like that, because it means I don't want to have to overcome my problems with voicing my needs. I don't want to have to deal with any kind of conflict. Like that's usually that those kind of statements are what are being masked. If you ever see couples where they kind of just get each other, they finish each other's sentences and stuff, that's because they've learned one another. That's because they've done the lovers. They love one another and they've gotten to learn one another. They've, you know, learned who the other person is. They learned how to communicate with one another. That's what the lovers shows. That even the most different of people can communicate with each other. And you guys know that. And in some ways, the Three of Pentacles is the platonic state of that, because it's compromise, right? It's... I get to be totally me. I have to totally be me, like the builder, the architect, the person financing it. I have to totally be me. That is what will make the project work. About working with people who are not like me. But the lovers allows us to interact with that. So here's some tips. If it's a person that you're going, like a romantic relationship or even a friendship or something, this is engaging in a way that you've never thought of. If this is work, right, you may have to deal with people or be around people that you kind of don't want to be around. The problem is not the people or the person or the relationship or the situation. It's how we navigate that. And this is the perfect example of that, because it's about understanding where you come from. I did a whole video. It's called something Brilliance of the Shadow or something. I don't know what the hell I named it that day. Integrating Tools, which tells you about how to know what is in your own cup. When you know what's in your own cup, you don't take other people so personally, and you can show up in a much more expanded way. You have an expanded sense of self. Now, why is it so important? And you know this. This is not anything that's new to you because of what you want. It's different hearing this stuff when you don't have a set goal, when you're just trying to survive, when you're just trying to keep your head above water. It's a whole different thing when you actually have something. Your why, right? This is why I'm going to do this. This is why it's worth it for me. So I've got something like about that. We Nine of Cups star, that would mean that. But what these two have in common, like going down the middle, is everyone's different from each other. And it's how do we communicate then? How do we communicate with each other? How do we learn one another? How are we seen, right? Usually they're naked, the lovers, they're not in this. excuse me. Yeah, Knight of Cups, that Ace of Cups there, Ace of Cups here. This Nine of Swords have been showing up quite a bit. Exactly. Excuse me. 1 second. Sorry about that. I needed some water. Okay. So... consider this, right? So here's that High Priestess, which is that brilliance, right? This is your intuition. Now, what does your intuition tell you? If anyone that's watched that Brilliance one, the Integrating Tools, then you know what it shows you. It shows you your why. It shows you why you see that thing, love that thing, hate that thing, afraid of the thing, like whatever it is. It shows you that. Doesn't tell you if it's good or bad, right or wrong. Remember, I make that distinction in that talk. The High Priestess is all about showing you your reflection, what you see of yourself. It's really important to know that what it says about you, what it reveals about you, like just know that for yourself, not about anyone else. Don't worry about them. Don't worry about anyone else. Now, why I'm saying this is because think about all these, right? So this is clarity to see. What you focus on grows. You're focused on growing an acorn. Perfect. This is wonderful. Wherever you're coming out of, this is this. And then Page of Wands, Ace of Cups. The Nine of Wands is you're tired of something. You want to leave something behind. I mean, I gave relationships examples. This could be an idea for a business. You want to get started on it, but you can't leave the work you're in yet. So you don't have the time to give to this. But the fact that you want to, right? You're really driven with this desire to do something, to be guided by this star. That's big. That's a big deal. But there's something around this Ace of Cups, which is massive, which is a new cycle that begins around your emotions. It's emotional growth and it's spiritual growth. That's transforming. This Ace of Cups twice. That's what the transformation is there. All right. I've just had a thought about something actually. Did I even? Let's check. I feel like I didn't even. No, I did. I couldn't remember if I'd read the bottom bit of the butterfly. I did the daily routine, sixth house. See, I'm getting that again, the sixth house stuff. Excuse me. Why this Ace of Cups is so important is because a part of you knows that that's what you must follow, right? That cup, the feeling. You know you have to do that, but you're kind of tired of that. You're kind of tired of that. And maybe you don't even trust that Ace of Cups. You have a different Ace of Cups here. It's not the same. It's different. How do we know it's different? Well, because this is an old story, Three of Swords, around what happens when you follow your feelings. What happens when you're a delusional romantic? What happens when you're a dreamer? There's a story around that. You're gonna get the Knight of Cups. Bloody Saturn's in Pisces. It's gonna come up for you guys, right? And because there's a story from the past, there is a fear around the future. You know, there's something really weird about this Eight of Swords, and I don't know if it's entirely a bad thing. Not that any card's good or bad, do you know what I mean? But this might be coming out in the most positive way that I could. I just want to say that. I'm saying that because of the Three of Swords and the Nine of Swords, but we'll see. I'll give both examples because they won't be for everyone. So know your why. Know your why. That's going to be your fourth house. This is how this works for me. This is what I get out of this. This is the good feeling that I get out of, X, Y, and Z. I'll give you some random examples around this just because I was thinking about doing a talk on this. So this could be where we think someone's a villain, so it makes us good, right? So we can be a hero. It can be when, and that it takes a great level of honesty to be able to say things like that. It's where we make excuse, oh, I don't know about him. He lives too far away and he does whatever. And if we're completely honest with ourselves, that like, why does that matter to me? What am I seeing in that? It's that I don't want to deal with abandonment or loss and all the rest of it. So let me be as difficult and as strict as possible right now before I let someone in. I'm gonna do some massive kind of gatekeeping of my heart so that no one can get in, right? And that's the level of honesty. And that honesty comes from old stories that we then project into the future. Which, by the way, you're kind of done with anyway, doing that with the old stories and the stuff. Just saying it might come up. This is how you know. Now, let's have a look at this Ace of Cups. Ace of Cups. The Chariot. Excuse me. We're moving forward, right? But how do we move forward when, all right, all the lights are on, green light, we know what we're doing. Ace of Pentacles, we want to grow this thing. Two Ace of Cups, got it. Excuse me, which is what's needed, right? To water the acorn to kind of see where we want to go with this. But the only swords coming up, right? And there's no Ace of Swords coming up yet, Ace of Swords or anything like that. What we've got are from our mind, the head and heart part, the heart is all ready to go. the heart is tired of doing this shit and is out. Let's go. I want out of here. I want to go. I want to act on this. I want to grow this seed. I want to go love. I want to love this project, love this career, love this person. And the chariot with this ace of cups is one horse is ready to go, ace of cups. But look at what the other horse is bringing. Stories from the past about why you're shit, why it's going to hurt, why this will not work, that which are then projected into the future. And the thing is with those three of swords, this, you know what this feels like? Have you ever had, I've said it, I've been that person who said this, which someone said, oh my God, that's a bit dark, or that's a bit, how can you say that? Like, why would you say that? That's a bit, what is it, pessimistic. And you say, it's not pessimistic, it's being realistic, right? And it's like cynicism is sold as pragmatism, or, you know, realism, like being realistic. And it isn't, it's cynicism. It's being cynical. And so be mindful of that. Be mindful if you find yourself being cynical about something. Because the only way the same thing would happen again is if nothing has changed. And Butterfly says you are in the midst of a transition. It's like that horse is sick of waiting as well. What is going on here, guys? Like, you know, there's... Let's be completely honest. Let's be completely honest. Right? And can you see why she would need a blindfold? We got this bloody sun coming in. So with a sun here we see the potential of something ready to commit. Here, the sun's coming again. And this, check out this little kid, man. Bloody hell. We've got the Ace of Cups is love. The chariot ready to go. Might be question marks, but I don't know if that supports me anymore. Well, I don't know what kind of support I need or what's the kind of support I'm ready to give. It's cool. All you need is your own cup. Like that. I'm really going to say this to you, Capricorn. If you haven't checked out that Integrating Tools video, that is your message. That video is your message. Because if you can get that down, the role that you play in everything, and, you know, whole sign Capricorn, your fourth house is Aries. And it doesn't matter if you're a Capricorn sun and your Capricorn sun is, I don't know, I'm trying to think. So say, for example, if I had a Capricorn sun and I was still a Sagittarius rising, mine would be in my second house or in my first house, right? Depending where that sun is in that. It doesn't matter. It still means that your sun, the fourth house of your sun is Aries. Learn the energies around your planets and all the rest of it. You know, my Aquarius sun is in my second house, but Leo is my seventh as an Aquarius. That's the energy, that's the relationship that my Aquarius sun has with Leo. And it's been really beneficial, especially, I mean, I've been doing it a lot, especially since the South Node's been in Libra, to understand these relationships that things have. So with Capricorn and this fourth house kind of part of this, that understanding of the role that you play, of how you determine things, of what really is your seat of power. That is your seat of power. It's the bottom of your chart. It's home. It's, you know, what do they call that? Home, soul and family or something, right? You know, it's the bottom of your chart. It's what really, what kind of emotional security, stability and support that you need in the world. The stronger that is, the more you can achieve out in the world. And that's what this Four of Cups is saying. It's like, look at the cup. Like, don't look at the opposite. Is it too good to be true? And you might be trying to talk yourself out of something. And it's like, what do we feel? It's when someone will come and ask me, oh, I don't know if this person loves me. Do they love me? And it's like, does it matter? And they're like, yeah, because then I don't know whether to. And it's like, you're making that decision based on the wrong thing. If you love someone, then you say you love them. That's your ego. Your ego is like, I don't want to be wrong, or I don't want to look foolish. Whereas you could back that shit. You could back your own stuff and say to the person, you know what? I really love you. I really like you. I really like this job, or I really want to live here. Or I really want to do this. Expression of self. And that is strength to say, this is who I am. This is what I like. This is what I want to go for. The other person might say, nah, that's not really me, or I'm not into it, and whatever. That's fine. Why would that make you look stupid? Why would that mean you've got it wrong? You spoke from your cup, they spoke from theirs. Lovers. Really important to get that bottom like shored up, and how, because it's going to affect the decisions you make, how you make decisions, and how you move through the world. Let's have a look at this three of pentacles or three of coins in the future. Is this eight of swords again? There's something about turning a blind eye. It's something about turning a blind eye to something. And I, for the life of me, I cannot tell you if that is a good thing or a bad thing. Only you know that. And I think that is the whole point. It's when you can trust your own intuition, your own seat of power, your own why, for why that is the case. Because you've got the Eight of Swords. And I don't, if you know me, you know I do not read the Eight of Swords as that. It's a Gemini. I mean, that's the eighth house, Gemini, right? But what I'm getting from this Eight of Swords is, it means you can't make big changes, you're not gonna make small ones. And I get that. And maybe that's the point of it, is that you have the opportunity, look at all this stuff, this great opportunity that you could go nuts, you could do some big stuff at the moment if you wanted to. But that could be your choice. It's like, no, I'm not gonna do any big stuff, I'm gonna do little things. Because I realize how much I don't see right now. I realize how much, you know, as much as things are finally changing or something's happening here, I realize how much I'm still bound by my old stories, and I'm projecting that into the future. So I don't want to infuse my little acorn that I'm growing with that. I'm going to go at a slower pace. This is the Emperor, it's the father in this deck, but it's the Emperor. And power is silent. Capricorn taught me this. This is something I've learned from Capricorn. Every one of the signs has taught me different things. And my relationship and understanding of power comes from doing readings for Capricorn for so many years. Capricorn clients. Power is not showy. It's not loud. It's not. I saw a video of the difference between, like, the newly rich, or, you know, someone who's got a million or something, right? You know, that kind of rich. Someone who's rich and someone who's like mega rich. And I don't remember where I saw it. It was like a clip. Maybe someone sent it to me. But it's this guy who goes to, I think he goes to the fishmongers or somewhere, right? And the first guy, who's rich, he's a rich guy. He's on his phone, really disrespectful and rude, like just acting all like, you know, I'm the man, I'm the dog's bollocks. And just treating the fishmonger like he's a piece of shit, right? Basically, that you're here to serve me, so serve me. I know that feeling, because I've been treated like that in the work that I've, you know, if you have any kind of service, there are certain people, they feel like they've bought you. If they're paying for something, they feel like their money speaks, and it's powerful, right? Which is not powerful. So you've got that type of a person. And then the second example they gave was like of a mega rich person who's down to earth, who knows the fishmonger's name. He's like, hey man, like what do you recommend? Who respects the guy for what he does? Because his money, you know, he's maybe secure in his money. It's not a status thing for him. He just has all this fucking money. Do you know what I mean? He's used to it. So he can talk to this guy at a very human level, and they have a really nice kind of exchange on a level, like really nice to each other. And that's the difference. And it's the same with power. People that like to swing their dicks around, like, if you mind my French, but to be like, I'm all powerful and I can do this and watch me do that, and I already know, like, you know, that kind of thing. That is usually someone who's not powerful. And I say that because of this, that this is Aries, but it's that sense of power, that seat of power that you have within you. It's for you, it's not for other people. It's for you to know. But it will change how you move through the world. It will change how people respond to you. And how you work with others, what you create, the plans, whatever is needed. I almost get the sense that there's at least one Capricorn out there who's got some big plan. And if this takes off, and you don't forget your friend Jay, right, who did this reading for you, because there's something here about something really big. But you may be busy trying to find the right team to do this. But the first right team member that you must find and work with and shore up is yourself. Is that? But let's get one more for this Eight of Swords. Yeah, it's communication. It's a lot of Gemini energy coming up here. The magician, how you create, what you create, the knowledge that you use, how you transmute energy. I almost get the sense that, after Aries season, if I come across you, Capricorn, I won't recognize you. That's what it feels like. That change is not, messing around with that change. Right. Let's have a look at this Eight of Swords over here. It's also the power of what you say, the power of how you say it. Yeah, look at this, the Tower. Queen of Cups. Oh. The Two of Wands. I want to get one more for that Tower. Card's been coming up quite a bit. This is about giving and receiving, but it's much more balanced, much more in your day-to-day. It's not big and it's not showy. That's part of this. With that. So, as an advice card, what is the Eight of Swords say? It talks about a mental trap, but there's something about turning a blind eye. That's what I'm getting around this. Why? Why are you turning a blind eye? Because the Tower with that and the Queen of Cups. And the Two of Wands. So this is about expressing love in a different way. This is about expressing you're following your feelings there. This is sharing your feelings. And feelings don't have to just be, I don't know, like something soft or woo or anything like that. At a very human level, it's how we interact with one another. It's the gift of your feelings is a gift to you first, and then you're able to share that with other people. But you're doing it in a different way. What is it that you would willfully have to not see? That's I'm gonna put it that way. I don't think I've ever interpreted the Eight of Swords in that way, ever. But that's how it feels like. Because even with this, even with like if you've got two Ace of Cups, if you're following your Ace of Cups, right? Why have you set your own Ace of Cups aside to look at the three cups in front of you? Like even this card doesn't feel like your bog standard Four of Cups. This is Cancer. It's your seventh house. So, it's almost as if this guy is saying, no, I'm just gonna put my cup here for a moment. I'm very aware of my cup. I know how I feel. I'm good with how I feel. The Ace of Cups there as well. I've been following my cup. I understand my feelings, but I'm now gonna shine that light. Right, over what where I see potential to support themes of support, what supports me, emotional support, right? Four of Cups, or how I can support others. So even this Four of Cups feels like willfully done. It's intentionally done. And even with this Eight of Swords, that's what the Eight of Swords feels like. I know that's not going to be for everyone. I said I would give both. So this may be where you're feeling stuck, and it's like look in your cup. You know your cup. The answers lie in the cup, right? And so if that Eight of Swords isn't you needing to like not see something, I mean, if you were a Virgo, what I would say to you is, and I know you guys can have those tendencies as well, this could be where you nitpick something to death. We're like, that's not working, that's not working, that doesn't work, get rid of that. No, right? Yes, you can be right, but how does that further your cause? How does that further your cause? I don't know. Say I was building a cathedral, Three of Pentacles. Say I was building a cathedral, and the architect, he's the best architect that ever, existed. So you've got that architect that comes to that you've got for your project, who contacts you and says, I'm interested in your project. And yet, would that change then what faults you would find in that person? if they were going to charge you less, if they were going to do whatever, like everything looks good, the sun or whatever. But then I don't know, they've got like bad BO or something, or they're a bit of a whatever, or, you know, whatever it is, you're not really like dealing with that person because of the way that they are, even though they're the best at what they do. Remember why you hired them, or why you're interested in working with them, for that purpose only. They're not going to be your best friend. You don't have to go out for dinner or do anything with them. You can hire someone else to deal with them for you on your behalf. Do you see what I mean? Like, so that's what I mean by turning a blind eye to something or whatever. Like, it's something that you would normally notice. With all these, all the lights are on, like there's glaring lights on. There is no reason why something should not be seen, unless one, you don't want to see it, you know, and that's intentionally you don't want to see it, or you are committed to not seeing this, committed to not seeing this. Only you know which one it is. And with the tower here, it's the liberation of how, of your feelings, of how, what you do with them. This is beautiful, and it's just Cancer energy, and it takes you in a different direction. But I just don't see it in a negative sense. I don't know why, but I just don't. You have to let me know. Hopefully you will let me know, Capricorn, because there's something about this that I find very intriguing. But at the end of the day, it's gonna, you can create something new. Like, you got all these aces. You know what to do with them here in the future. But it comes down to how you exercise and how you use your power and what that means to you and to the team or whatever it is that you're trying to build. There you go, my lovelies. Those are your messages. I love you guys very much. I will see you next time. But that's all for now. Goodbye.